call on me. You can 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 call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
Yo, what's going on? Another episode of the Big Homie's House. You got your homie in the building. We got Big Homie Tamira.
You already know.
How you feeling?
I'm really good. Happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me back.
Absolutely, absolutely. Of course, we got Big Homie Rari.
Yeah. Big Rari. What's happening?
How you feeling?
Good, man.
That's cool. Well, let's kick it to conversation mode. Let's talk about things going on in pop culture and society. Tamira, you had a laundry list of things that you wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get things started right there.
Oh, you know where I want to go first?
Where you want to go first?
The girl who lied and said that the guy gave her HIV. So there was a girl
you're starting strong.
Listen, we need to address this. Because you know what? When people lie, like the disrespect be all over the internet and apology be real quiet.
Yeah.
So there was a girl, she goes to school in North Carolina, mm-hmm. and she made a fake IG page and made fake text messages of a conversation between her and her ex-boyfriend saying that he gave her HIV and he knew for months and blasted him. It went viral all over the place.
Uh-huh.
He responds by going live and showing his chat data thingy that you get from the
My chart.
Yeah. Saying, like, I don't have HIV. Like, yeah. I'm clean. It has the date. It has his name. Like,
you can show that.
You can show that.
I forgot about my chart. Yeah.
This is the live panel.
Yeah, and he took that. You know they have the at-home test now.
Yeah.
So, me being me, I still try to stick up for the girls. So, I'm like, well, you know, you could go undetected now. That might not mean nothing. Them people ate me up. That man does not have
you
HIV.
You can't be a girl's girl in 2020.
I tried.
Because that's not the only, because the girl in Houston that said she got hit with a rock lied, too.
Just embarrassing us.
That's why you really got to wait for details to come out.
That's another thing, too. I think we jump on things a little bit too fast.
Sometimes you got to wait 24 hours. Sometimes 48 hours.
I give it a week.
A week.
No. I mean, a week for it to delay
outrage. It's old at a week.
Yeah, because then you'll
know all the facts of the week for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So after a week, I'm going to make my statement.
What do you think the repercussions should have been for her? Like how?
Which one? The girl that lied?
Both of them. They both lying. One got money out of people.
Some type of fine.
No, the girl in Houston definitely got. She's getting a felony charge.
Oh yeah, because she was collecting money though. Yeah, so that's like.
I mean, not theft by deception.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I mean, I don't know what the repercussions should be for the girl that lied about the HIV. I mean, the STD status, but it should be something.
It gotta be something.
Because if you are going around here spreading STDs, you go to jail. Mm-hmm. So if you lie about somebody spreading STDs,
they will come arrest you too.
Yeah, they will. The kid from
Alabama.
Alabama.
Offensive lineman. One of them.
Yeah, and they found out he was doing it.
Knowingly spreading.
So yeah, you have to. There has to be some type of repercussions.
I think if you're doing that now, you're just like, if I'm dying, everybody else dying. Because ain't no way. You could take medicine now where you don't have to.
Yeah, it's not the death sentence it used to be.
Yeah. So.
It used to be where if you had it, it was over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, bye-bye, Bozo.
Yep.
But we was talking about some things, Tamira, before Ferrari came in here. And one of those was being able to show your significant other's Instagrams to your parents and other people in your family.
Yes, I think that, like...
What?
I think... Wait, hold on now. I think your resume... Your IG is your resume.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I saw a post recently that said, I will not date a girl if I can't show my Instagram, her Instagram to my mother, and if I don't want my daughter to be like her. And I thought that was a really good way to look at your Instagram. So I went back and I was looking through my Instagram, like, what am I selling over here?
Yeah.
So yeah, ladies, check your Instagrams out. Would
you
share
it? So if her Instagram is just looking dusted, like busted and disgusted,
if it's just looking hoary, if it looks like you're a prostitute instead of a wife, I'm good on you. Like,
do Ferrari, I mean, you're a married person, so do we judge women by their Instagram still? Is that?
I mean,
I know what I'm going to say.
I mean, let's generalize it. You judge everybody off of their Instagram. It's really your first business card, or it's basically your first version of your resume slick, you know, and then you can find out. You can see things. You can see untold things by looking at someone's Instagram page too.
So I do feel
comments too.
Yeah,
definitely. The real tea's on Twitter, but that's another story for another
time. Twitter is on what's that word?
Unhinged.
Unfiltered.
Yeah, that's where you're gonna find out unhinged truth and about unfiltered. How somebody
feels. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll definitely see who somebody is on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if you do have a wild Instagram, you can't really be upset when people judge you for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, what you put on your social media page, you can't get mad when anybody judge you. Like, yeah. It's what you put out there, and especially like when you, let's just say you upset with someone that you're in a relationship with, and you put that on social media, you can't get mad either.
Yeah.
Why everybody in your business, you put your business out there.
Yeah.
What about,
you put y'all business out there.
Yeah.
What about married people who post like sexy pictures, like the girls who are married but still like post on IG and they be
that's
like,
a good point, because I feel like if you're married, why are you doing that unless it's like a part of your job?
I mean, I don't know. You know, my wife doesn't do stuff like that. And I don't like to say she's like this way or that way. That's just not what she does. I found out that my wife had a nice shape after I met her.
Pleasant surprise.
Right.
Because she don't put it on her Instagram page. So yeah. I didn't know until she had sent me a picture one day. I was like, damn, you got a little butt back there? What the hell?
Yeah.
I didn't even know. Like,
because
you couldn't tell. She don't really, she don't put a thigh on the sink or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's a silent
killer. I could never tell until I met her physically. So when I met her physically, I was like, oh, okay.
See, I'm kind of in the middle, right? Because I don't really, I like, you know what I like. Mm-hmm. So I like somebody that's going to show it off. But at the same time, like I told her, I needed to be classy. Like, you can be naked on Instagram, but it could be, if it's a classy.
Some people not tripping on that, though.
I'm tripping on it if it's, like, not classy. Like, if you bent over spreading your butt cheeks on Instagram.
Oh, that's someone that got OnlyFans. Right.
Yeah, like, and
all if, right, remember the Fresh Prince when Hillary did Playboy?
How old are you? What
the someone getting a check. I'm just saying,
it
someone getting a check
like
for
it.
If you getting a check and you lit on OnlyFans,
listen,
cool.
I got a partner. His girl got an OnlyFans account. That's how they pay their bills. Really work.
They say if your man even
stuff.
Suggests you to do OnlyFans, he really don't care about you. Because remember that girl that DGG was with before Hallie?
Ruby Rose?
He the one who told Ruby to go start the OnlyFans. And they was like, he didn't really love you. That's why he would suggest something like
that's
that.
That's suggestive. I don't know. That's relative to the person.
I agree with her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Ain't no man that's with a woman he loves gonna let her do nothing like that.
Some people are comfortable with that.
What if it's y'all content?
And it's,
like, what
and
if
it's their
you
content.
And her, you and your girl have.
And
sex.
Nobody's doing anything besides they're paying to see. They're not doing anything.
Yeah.
And that is y'all
and,
income.
And you know what? This is just me.
And she busting you down.
This is me from thinking from my perspective.
My partner got a bust down necklace, everything. From the income his girl bring in.
Yeah.
He don't really work.
But is he gonna marry her?
They engaged.
How long they been engaged?
I don't ask all of that.
Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of engagement.
They living good, though.
Hey, maybe that works for them. Maybe they just a freaky-ass couple.
To each its own.
Mm-hmm. They're a freaky-ass couple, and that works for them. But
some people
to me,
cool with that, though.
I'm not gonna suggest my girl do that, like, unless she already doing it. But if you don't want to do it, then we're not going to do that. We're going to find a better use of your talents.
What if your daughter comes to you at 23 and goes, hey, I want to start an OnlyFans?
You could start an OnlyFans for different reasons.
Oh, we're not talking about the other reasons. I'm talking about
you talking about that reason?
Yes.
Yeah, that reason.
Well,
she's 23. She grown.
That was the question to me?
Everybody.
If
any of my kids want to start an OnlyFans, any of my daughters want to start an OnlyFans, that means
something wrong.
No, I didn't do anything wrong. Maybe I wasn't financially there enough to make sure she was good and she was making better financial decisions. Because you do that to make a little extra coin.
Absolutely.
So, you know, shit, you just come ask me.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
If I'm dad,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You going to start OnlyFans for what? Why?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I'm tight on money. All right, well, this is what we finna do.
Yeah.
I got you, XYZ.
And that's what I was saying earlier, like, because we were talking about, like, politics and shit like that. Like, one of the politicians I'm working with in the city is, like, pushing for decriminalization of marijuana and prostitution.
Need that ASAP. The marijuana for sure.
I got you. Oh, yeah, definitely got you. It was the dude who, not dude I said you, but anyway. So a lot of people would think, well, Kodak, why would you want to make it okay for people to do? Because guess what? They're going to do it anyway. They're going to do it anyway. So I feel like a lot of times there needs to be, if they're going to do it anyway, it needs to be a safe way for them to do it.
I think that's
you mean
the
a
only
Vegas
benefit.
Way. You trying to do a Vegas?
Not
Las
not
Vegas
a Vegas
situation?
Way, but I feel like even people should structured. Be registered. You should be registered. People should be licensed. People should
registered
be certified
to be an adult
sex worker.
Adult sex worker. What's the difference between prostitution and stripping?
Wait, tell me how this works.
Like a lot of times.
So you go on a website, you book the person. Like how does this
whatever
work?
They got to do for
all
the strip
strippers?
Club.
All strippers don't do what we all.
No,
I
no, no.
Think
I'm not
they
saying
do,
they do, but yeah. Stripping is sex work. You have to have a license to be a stripper.
You're an adult entertainer.
You're an adult entertainer. So what's the difference between stripping and sex work in that regard? Of course, every stripper.
One of them is just to look. The other one is you're getting pleasure from it.
You're getting pleasure anyway. The pleasure is just on your eyeballs when you're at the strip club, but you can really feel it in 4D.
This nigga said 4D.
You get some 4D.
I mean,
stroke.
I'm on the fence. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm not in that lifestyle, so I don't know.
I'm not saying I'm an advocate for prostitution. I'm saying we know these people exist, mm-hmm. So they should be protected as well.
They
because
should go
they're not
be
doing it because they like
in
to
Las
do
Vegas.
It.
I think the pros are
go where they can
tax
be protected.
Benefits. Oh, what if they get health care? All right. Anyway, tax benefits and then I'm sorry. The tax and then the safety, right? So the government will make some money because they'll be able to tax you, and then hopefully the prostitutes can call the police if something happens, and they can hold people accountable.
That's what I'm saying.
The negative side for me, what I think is that people are going to do it way more. They're not going to work. I think it's going to affect the economy as far as workers are concerned.
Pussy selling ain't easy.
It ain't harder than getting up and doing a 9-to-5.
Shit. If you work at McDonald's, you're guaranteed to make a salary that day.
I might not sell no...
You might not sell no pussy that day. You might not sell no pussy
then
for
then I need to get a new job. If you're not good at it...
If you can't sell... You know what? I don't know what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it. If you can't sell some ass... then you should stop doing it. You should have a clientele, right?
Ooh, what's the technique?
Isn't that the point of selling it?
It's the fact that
answer the question.
The clientele is on the internet.
But you should have a clientele.
You should.
If you're selling,
be able to convert followers into swallowers.
Love that.
If we're talking that,
have you ever been swallowed up?
So you know, I wouldn't know.
Yeah. So. I'm not an advocate for it. I'm an advocate for the safety of it.
So when you see it on the ballot, you vote in yes.
Shit, I'm being on the
ballot. That's not going to ever be on the ballot, though.
Shit.
Yeah, no.
Prohibition got liquor up out of here until it wasn't.
I just think that's a big safety thing, too. It's very unsafe now anyway,
but
make it legal.
But if they're registered and they have to take standard STD test and weekly or something like that.
But it's going to be some criminal activity around
that.
But
in every facet of human democracy, government, anything, even with the police, there's a faction of corruption going on.
Correct, but I don't want a female safety to be in jeopardy for that, because that could tend to be a little aggressive.
It's going to get aggressive anyway.
The person who wants it, him or her or them, could get a little aggressive if, you know, maybe something, the vibe is off or something like that. You know, I'm just thinking about it. You know, shit, having daughters have made me look at women completely different.
No, exactly. And I have baby cousins. And to what she was saying yesterday, if my daughter or anybody in my family did come up to me and say, hey, I want to do this, I would do everything for them not to do that, because I don't want that for my family. Mm-hmm. But if somebody's family is going to do that, maybe she doesn't have any support. Maybe it's just her on her own. She out here trying to eat. She should be able to be protected while she's out here trying to make some money. Okay. Because she's going to be out there anyway.
Kodak is pro.
Let's try not to make them not even go out there to do that.
I agree.
Let's figure out alternatives.
I agree. So
I was scared of my mother. Ain't no way that was even an option on the car. Like, I didn't even want to work in bars where I had to wear leotards, because I was like, I can't just be representing my family like that.
Hey, but that's you. That's our perspective. Like,
because think about it. It's people that's doing it and making money, but you know, this is people just paying their rent and paying their bills, all type of stuff. Getting bust down, watches, all type of stuff.
Some people struggling, selling coochie and struggling.
That sounds like a
horrible
life.
It's real bad, but I know some.
I just think you should try something else, because that's not it.
But it's where we're headed as a society. Like, I know we've all seen a lot of these 20 versus 1 videos, and I feel like when you see them with the celebrities, it kind of gives you a look into, like, damn, a lot of folks really don't have nothing else to offer. Mm-hmm. Like, they're walking up and saying, can I suck your dick? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, what's, you don't want to know the nigga name, his favorite color, no shit like that? But that's where we're heading. The people don't have any actionable skills anymore. No. So if that's all they have, shit.
That's why I'm saying that next generation that's coming up, they're only coming up on OnlyFans, work from homes.
The morality of things is going to lead it in that direction. Mm-hmm. People don't really have any morals anymore.
So I would actually say I actually don't see a lot of those things because I don't surround myself around those things. Mm. So let me also say that, because I see a lot of completely opposite of what you're saying. Mm. Because I don't surround myself around it.
You're right.
Therefore, I don't see it because I'm not around it. I see the complete opposite. So it could also be your area and what you're consuming, what you're seeing, because I don't see that. You know, I'm married. I'm not really out like how I used to be. I'm very controlled where I go, how I go out, how long I'm out, where I go. So, like, I don't really see a lot of the things y'all talking about because no one's ever walked to me in a very long time and said that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't be in those settings. I'm in different settings where I see a lot of people working, a lot of people with good credit, a lot of people with good cars.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing a complete opposite. I just wanted to put that out there too.
Yeah. And now you're right, because I tell guys this a lot of time too. If you want better women, you have to kind of approach better women. I know it sounds like, but that's really,
you can tell what you're,
that's
walking
for everybody
up to.
Though.
That's
for
everybody. It is.
Yeah, you know.
Why do you think the people in the industry, you'd be like, why does this person just hopping from person to person? You're going around the same place.
You're going around the same place.
Can I
see
your Explorer page and your Explorer page? I just want to see the differences.
My phone.
Because I already know yours is all booty. And
I mean, I might be able to pull it up on my.
This is probably cars and nice stuff. See, gym cars, workout clothes, people working.
Let me see.
Shoes. Sports stuff.
Continue as big homie Kodak. Let me see if I can log in on my.
Yeah, I got.
Booty all over Kodak.
Damn, sneakers like a mug. I love, and
but
like,
see,
damn,
that's
Broncos.
That's how you could tell what people interact with on the regular, what they spend time looking at.
Some
that's
animals.
People.
That's crazy.
Exactly. See? Mine's sneakers. Food and shoes. So.
Damn, Broncos. There's a number of Broncos on here.
The Broncos?
Mine's
no, I have
and,
a Bronco.
And food.
So I like Broncos. And then, like, interviews. I'll stay and watch interviews for a long time on my social media. Yeah. So my algorithm is usually all interviews and
that's
stuff.
That's what you feed yourself, though. See? Yeah. Even what you watch on in the internet is what you constantly feeding yourself. That's the point I was trying to make.
Absolutely.
So Kodak's is probably going to be...
Yeah, big booties and food.
And wrestling.
It. And wrestling?
Yes.
WWE.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But now another question we had was like, and I guess we can diversify for the men in the room as well, because I wouldn't care.
How does that even go with the opposite sex?
Yeah. So Tamira, if you found, like, do you feel like if your friends do sell pussy, they need to tell you? Ferrari, if you got friends that sell drugs, do they need to tell you?
Oh, that's a good one.
If anybody I hang around, I need to know exactly what they do. I actually had a friend who is no longer a friend because I never knew what he did.
Yeah.
I just was like, dog, do you work for the FBI, DEA, or some shit?
Because
he will always have bread, but I never knew what he do. He always would come out, he always do these things, and I never was like, bro. So I always was like, what I do? And one time he said, bro, you know what I do. I was like, nigga, no, I don't.
Wow.
What do you do? And even one of my partners was like, bro, what old boy do? I was like, bro, I don't know. And I knew this man since college. We graduated and everything. He went one way, I went one way, but then we linked up in Georgia, and then I never saw him go to work.
He definitely was.
He would disappear from time to time. So I just was like, I just thought the worst.
Yeah.
But I just fell back because he never told me what he did.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but that,
I got to know what you do.
For you. You
I can't be standing right next to you and then all of a sudden they know we together and then all of a sudden I get put in the back of a trunk.
Because a lot of times people like that, they will see the smallest relevant connection this random person has and attack that. They'll see you, Ferrari, hanging out with this dude who doing some crazy shit, and then it'll be like, oh, look at iHeart messing with this lame ass nigga over here. How the fuck iHeart get put in?
Meanwhile, I just met Buddy one time and he invited me out.
Took
we
a
got
pic,
a quick meeting.
Took a quick pic, and now, but yeah, you took a quick pic with somebody, and now that's your label.
Tamira,
could, if one of your homegirls was selling coochie, would you want to know?
Like, I think it's different because, like, for girls, it's definitely like birds of a feather flock together type of thought process, right? So one time I was like, out of town, and I was making TikToks with some of my friends, and one girl was a friend of a friend, and we all like had a nice little group out. So we're doing our TikToks, and I'm having fun, and it's cute. So I posted on like all my socials, Snapchat, IG,
hips.
All that stuff.
Doing
right,
hips,
I'm thinking
huh?
I'm we eating yeah. it up, right? And somebody like tell her lower her price. Excuse me, low. What do you mean? I said, what are you talking about? Excuse me, come back, come back. Mm-mm.
Tell her lower her price.
I said, if
trying
I'm
to be
hanging
a customer.
Out with, if I
he probably is a returning customer,
but I need to know
or inquiring customer,
inquiring new
no,
new,
I need
new
to know.
Customer discount.
And I'm not judging you, girl, but actually, let me know. I might be able to get you some customers.
I ain't judging the soul. I just need to know if I'm gonna be around you as much as possible. I need to know what you do, what you got going
yeah.
on, because you gonna know what I do.
Fact. Yeah, my homegirl selling pussy not gonna really affect me too much, because one of my niggas might be like, hey man.
What if they assume you her pimp though? See.
That's very assumptuous. I don't assume that women.
If you see a no
who still has a pimp?
The girls.
I mean, it,
safety, like
your homegirl. I mean, I don't know, man. I never met anyone that I was close to that was that was selling they box.
Yeah, see, it's different because I definitely know a few.
I did have a couple of homegirls that I used to be super cool with before I got married. They was hoes though, for sure.
I was in denial.
But like they was
time.
Like everybody like smashed. I was like, yo,
hoes and selling bots is different.
I was about to say, hold on now. There's one thing to be a loose goose and one girl that's just
like but a loose goose homegirl is like, yo, that's slick bad too though.
No, that's worse because at least they know you standing on business and you charging and you just can't go up and
so because that loose goose stuff like you messy like slick. Because
mm-hmm.
it's like I'm talking about it could be like literally the whole room like if it's a room and. You smash like 10 guys in that room? Like,
yeah.
Yo, like, come on.
What
man.
They got to do with me if I'm my friend?
Well, for me, I don't want to be involved with that for girls' reasons, because that means, like, then I can't even bring you around none of the other girls because you're more likely to have knocked down one of the girls' boyfriends. And then, like, girl, it's a no for me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I ain't really with all that, so I'd be cool on shit like
I
that.
Say he don't
That's
know
energy, man.
Yeah. Energy?
I don't be like an energy like that, so I'd be chilling.
Wait, energy like what?
Horse.
Yeah. I mean,
no, someone who's like, you know, promiscuous. Mm. I'd be cool on that. You know what I'm saying?
What about male whores?
I'm a man, so I mean, everyone
right?
I was raised around was male whores. Like,
yeah.
One of my cousins is the worst male whore I've ever met. Like, he is the worst.
Why?
He prepared me to understand how we all think.
No.
Yeah.
What was the best advice he gave you about
he's trying to smash my girlfriend at the time. And then he
wait what?
My cousin tried to smash my girlfriend. She tells me he tried to smash.
I'm about to prove it.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I was just trying to see if she was a hoe. She was gonna give me some. I would have told you after I smashed. I would be like, bro, what's up with you, bro?
That's throw it off.
But my cousin would literally smash any type of woman. He just wanted. That's just what he. That's just what he do.
That nigga need.
He's the first male whore that I've ever met and known. He's the first one.
Is he in therapy?
Definitely not.
Men don't have standards anyway. Men are easy. So.
He has multiple kids, multiple baby mamas, and he's just outside. He's single. He doing his thing. That's what he do. I be praying for him a lot, though.
Yeah, send some extra ones for him. He need an extra bag.
But, like, that's my cousin, but I ain't really hanging around his ass doing all that shit.
Yeah. And you can love people from a distance, too.
Yeah, you should,
I feel like
yeah.
we do have to acknowledge that, because sometimes, and for why we've had this conversation, a lot of times, like, in 2023 showed me that for real, because sometimes just because you do some one way, you can't really expect everybody else to do that thing the same way.
You can't expect you from other people.
You can't.
But that's
not fair on two fronts. It's not fair to that other person, and it's not fair to you.
But let me also say, like, shit, I'm not a saint either. Like, I used to be all over the place, too. So, I mean,
I'm still all over the place. I mean, but my personal
I'm no longer
morals,
that way, thanks to Tanisha.
Aw.
But again, like, you got to meet your person. I'm not trying to be on some simp shit. I never thought I would feel the way about a woman until I met her.
Because
I never felt that
simp.
Way like that.
We got to define simp as men and stand-up individuals. Because I feel like a lot of times, a lot of guys will say, you a simp because you're thinking logically about a woman and her situation.
No, that's not
properly.
A simp.
That's what
I just think more so you get a little too mushy. you know, you
I want to be mushy, though. I want to be mushy over one person.
Yo, y'all could be in full bromances with y'all best friends, but let you love your girl properly. Yo, he's a simp. No, love your girl wholeheartedly and
it
out
is
loud.
Some, it is some dudes like that, though.
Yes, it's they will love their bros
over hoes. Like, bro, you're 36.
That is your wife, the mother of your
kids. I always think that should be like a younger term. Like, mm-hmm. usually you hang around your homeboys when you're younger, but as you get mature and you want to start a family, that ain't no bros over nothing. I'm not finna hang out with you when I can...
What? I love this woman.
When I be kissing on shawty boobs. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna do none of that with you, my boy. You know what I'm saying? Over here, I goddamn go crazy. I can't do all that with you. We can hang out, bro, and you smell, nigga. Like, I don't want to be around you.
You're busty.
I want to be around something that smells good, looks good. Make a nigga a sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Got soft.
Yeah, fertile. Some softness. Yeah.
You feel me? Yes, sir.
I bet.
Goddamn. Oh, I got five now. Anyway, I'm just saying.
Is marriage still the goal for this generation?
I don't think. I think marriage is looked at as a contract now. I think marriage is something that I do think religion has kind of messed a lot of things up. A lot of people, they believe in a higher power, but people don't necessarily follow the church's
doctrine.
A, B, C, D. You know, grandma is 40 now. Grandma is not 50, 60, 70.
I'm gonna be
grandma's
alive.
40.
Yeah.
Grandma's 38. You know what I'm saying? Grandma's outside in the club.
Grandma got a lot,
saying?
Too. So grandma got a BBL.
I'm just saying it's a little... Grandma got a BBL. It's different. But I'm not saying... I just think find the person that you can get along with, you can have a grown, mature conversation with. And you speaking to someone that has baby mamas. I have multiple baby mamas.
Yeah.
So, but I had to learn that I thought it was them. But it's not. It was me.
Good. I'm glad
I was the person.
That.
I was the person that was all over the place. I was the one that was lying. I was the one that was just trying to do my thing, and I wasn't being truthful to myself. But once I stopped, and I said, "Oh," and I took some time to myself, and I really got help. And then my wife Tanisha, she helped me too, because I never knew how to use my heart.
Did you go speak to the lady?
It was a lady. But I think most men are not used to using their emotion. Let me tell you why. As a kid, when you fall and hurt yourself, get up, mm-hmm. relax, chill out, stop crying, bro. Meanwhile, your daughter or the girl will cry and understand why she's crying, and then it's broken down why she's crying and learns how to use her emotions. That's why women are 10 years ahead of us.
Yeah, more emotionally.
And we throw fits, we acting like a little kid because that's the first time we got them using our feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we act with this aggression and we lash out, not realizing we're throwing a little fit like a kid.
Yeah.
Because we're not used to using our emotions. Well, I'm not speaking for all men. I'm talking for me.
Yeah. You got me. Yeah. You speaking from your perspective.
So I'm just saying I never knew how to use my heart until I was over 30.
Wow.
And your girl helped you with that?
Yeah, because I didn't know. She literally, I never actually argue with my wife. She debates with me.
Mm.
And before that, it was toxic.
What's the difference between arguing and debating?
It's a mature conversation.
Y'all hearing each other's point.
She's listening to me. I'm listening to her. And then we come up with a solution.
Yeah.
Usually an argument ends with an unsolved problem, and then it just happens again, and it's always an unsolved problem. You never solve the problem, so there's no fix. So how do you grow as a couple?
I think that with arguing, there's two things I want to say. Arguing and debating. With arguing, you're trying to prove the other person wrong. With debating, you're more trying to get people to hear your side and put logical thoughts out there and hear each other out. But to go back, is marriage still the goal for this generation? I think that it is the goal, but it's not a long-term goal.
Yeah.
I think people do want to get married just to take the pictures, have the wedding, do the fiance, do the marry me video and all that stuff. But they don't want to stay.
Of a wedding.
Yeah, they don't want to stay married. They don't want to go through the hardships of learning and growing and hating somebody and loving them the next day and going through your worst with somebody. They don't want that. They only want the shit that they see on Instagram. Like, I remember seeing people say, like, oh, they would decorate a room for their girlfriend on Valentine's Day, and they'd be like, well, that's not how it looked on TikTok. Like, are you serious right now?
You know what? To that point, and this is going to be the last point, you know, I know people have places to go, but, you know, we were talking earlier about the video Bank posted with him and Shantae, right? And
that went viral, by the way.
It did. Went crazy viral. I've known Banks since like 2019, mm-hmm. so I'm fairly new to him. Amazing guy, and he speaks candidly often about the ups and downs of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw people's reaction to that video, I was thinking, well, I'm maybe people don't think marriage has any ups and downs. Because you're gonna piss your wife off, and your wife is gonna piss you off.
You're living together in the same space, and you have to learn how to coexist within the same space. Sometimes when you don't want to talk, she may not want to talk. Small things will tick you off, like little things, and you have to learn how to coexist with this other human being. Then you realize that men and women are completely different species.
We are. We process emotions. Not even,
yeah, we process completely different. So I would just say, just to be honest, like, I feel you find your person and someone you identify with. Like, in my marriage, God is important. He's there. In certain, a lot of other marriages, he might not be visible, and you can tell that some of those may not have led with, you know what I'm saying? Like, we pray in my marriage. Our family prays in the marriage. You know, we're a praying family, right? So that's just what happens in my marriage. I can't speak for everybody else.
Yeah.
I hate you couples on Instagram that's acting like y'all pray together just for views, that don't really have God in y'all relationship, and y'all trying to do it
They're
as a trend.
Using the God aesthetic.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that. But shout out to y'all for actually having that.
And I'm not sitting up here saying, like, I don't be having issues in my marriage. Like, we have our problems. We have our ups and downs. So, like, I don't want to ever make it seem like we got this perfect, because people be always saying, man, I love you and your wife. Y'all a couple goals. I said, don't say that.
Yeah.
We doing a great job of maintaining and keeping our marriage pushing, but we have ups and downs just like everybody else.
And I think,
I just don't take my shit to the internet.
That's what I'm saying.
I think the main thing is you, maybe people in this current generation have put this fantasy in their head that you're not supposed to have those bad days. Mm-hmm. And if you're
because
having those
we
bad
only
days,
post the good things online.
Yeah, and if you're having those bad days, then you're an idiot for staying. Like, people will leave at the first sign of
subjective.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it is subjective because bad days to somebody, but if somebody
the ups and downs, I put you through hell.
Yeah.
That's subjective.
But hell, it could,
some women will put up with it, some women won't, some men will, some men won't.
Yeah, but you, whatever that is, you have to realize it's going to be some there in a healthy relationship, there's going to be some negative.
Even in
any healthy, I'm talking about professional, business, personal. There's going to be some negative.
If you're making a post to tell me that you love me and you appreciate me, just say that. Don't sit here and be like, I don't know how you're smiling
right
now.
We telling the truth.
Like, bruh.
Niggas is telling the truth.
You could tell me that. Don't tell the world that you put me through so much shit that you can't even, your brain
you
can't.
Can make them say, you can make that same post.
But smiling. Wait, that was on his heart, right? And
keep that on
what,
your heart.
What do, what, we don't know exactly what he talking about.
He could be talking about he ate all the Cheetos and she
liked Cheetos.
Cool beans, but because he didn't tell us that it was Cheetos and we over here interpreting it because you put it on the internet.
You can interpret it however you feel fit.
But don't come yelling
he
at me in my
Cheetos,
DM because I'm
talking
mad.
About cheaters.
Right.
Yeah,
see?
Who knows? Yeah. But, and look, they could have been on a break.
Yeah.
But
they could have been separated.
Get mad when the internet goes
crazy. But that's what happens when, because the internet's going to assume the worst.
Because the first thing I said was, niggas can't wait to embarrass you. And he was like, oh, me and my wife, you don't know nothing about us. And I'm like, bro, you can't
but
put that, something
but
out
you
there
mind
and
your
expect.
Goddamn
but he
right.
never said.
How dare you say
Bank
my
never
business,
said exactly what happened. So that's for the theater of the mind.
Yeah.
And for however you got. And how about this? What if something did happen and they handled it like a mature couple and everything was cool? Who are we to judge someone else's relationship or marriage?
Even if it was the Cheetos. Let's go with the Cheetos, right? If you know I love motherfucking Cheetos and you are my man and you ate all the Cheetos and you come on here and post, I don't know how you smiling right now. You know damn well you took my smile off my motherfucking face, and why are you telling the world that you were the reason why I should not be smiling? I don't care if it's Cheetos or cheating.
You're funny. Well, you know what?
In the episode.
Look, we got to follow this up with another one, man. I got to finish recording this show. This is the Big Homie Sasha, Big Homie Kodak, Big Homie Tamira, Big Homie Rari. Atlanta. Let's go big.